Case number 11,289, Lucian Wolf, east of Plantation Road, being Road 275, and being northeast of Lakeside Drive, 380 feet north of Plantations Boulevard, and being Lot 81, Plantation East Development. Tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 1,196. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening again.
Good evening again.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, and Weidman. I represent the applicant, Lucien Wolf, who has applied for a 0.7-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for an existing enclosed porch. This property is located in the Plantations East. Ms. Wolf is 93 years old, and she wanted all of you to know that. Unfortunately, she has very limited mobility and resides at Cadbury at Lewis, so she's unable to attend this evening. I do, however, have a sworn affidavit that she has signed that I would like to submit into the record, if I may. The affidavit includes a copy of the survey and the certificate of compliance. As supported by the affidavit, Ms. Wolf purchased this property in December of 1997. It was the first home built on Lakeside Drive. The home was originally planned with an open porch. However, Ms. Wolf decided that she wanted the porch to be enclosed, and she requested that the builder fully enclose the porch. This would require that the porch foundation be converted from piers to concrete. As a result of her request to convert the porch, the property was surveyed, and it was discovered at that time, and again, this is 1997, that the rear corner of the enclosed porch, which was built by Country Life Homes, encroached into the side yard setback. Ms. Wolf was told at that time that Country Life Homes had made a mistake when setting the porch, but that it was possible to cure the mistake by cutting back the corner of the porch. Based on this advice, Ms. Wolf promptly requested that the builder cut back that back corner of the porch so that it would be in compliance with the setback requirements. That's as far as she knew, because the builder told her that it was done. The problem was corrected, and the home was brought into compliance. In fact, a certificate of compliance was issued by the county on December 5th of 1997, which supported her understanding at that time. That's attached to the affidavit. Ms. Wolf didn't become aware that the setback, that there was a setback violation or that it was not fully corrected until just one day prior to settlement on the sale of her home. At that time, she learned that the buyers had obtained a survey of the property and it disclosed a 0.7-foot encroachment. Of course, she was not very happy with the builder. However, we have to bring it into compliance, so I'm here today. Ms. Wolf promptly applied for this variance to resolve any issues with respect to the encroachment. As you can see on the survey, and the property is unique in shape, it's a long and narrow lot. This request is not a result of a hardship that was created by Ms. Wolf. In fact, she was aware of it and attempted to correct it back in 1997 and was told that it was done. And unfortunately, it wasn't done, but everybody was under the assumption that it was. She didn't discover that it wasn't corrected until the cotton survey was prepared, which is attached to the affidavit. The variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The porch has been in its current location without issue since 1997. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. She has received no complaints about the location of the porch since it was constructed in 1997. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code at this point in time. You'd have to, again, remove the porch. And the variance does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents lease modification of the regulation in issue. At this point in time, I'd like to introduce Nora Martin. She's a broker of RE/MAX Realty Group of Rehoboth and the agent for Ms. Wolf with respect to the sale of her home. And if I may have her sworn in at this time.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nora Martin, 131 Bangor Lane, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. And Ms. Martin, you are the broker of REMAX Realty Group of Rehoboth, is that correct?
Yes.
And the agent for Ms. Wool?
My daughter Erin is the agent for Ms. Wool.
But you are the
broker. Yep.
Okay, thank you. You are, however, familiar with the facts of this request?
Yes, I am.
It's my understanding that you met with Ms. Wolf on numerous occasions at Cadbury to discuss the variance request.
Yes.
And you heard the presentation that I made to the board this evening. Is it your opinion that the representations that I made to the board are true and correct to the best of your ability?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. Request that the board accept the affidavit of Lucienne Wolf and Ms. Martin's testimony as part of the record, and request that the variance be approved. And of course, I'm available for any questions that you may have.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Burton?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mrs. Burton, you had mentioned that a corner had been taken off and was at the, I would assume by the survey, that there's a corner of the deck taken off, and that's what had been corrected. Otherwise, it appears it may have encroached.
Yes.
Okay. But obviously, this other side was not.
Correct.
I got you. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Retton?
No.
Mr. Brett?
No.
And, excuse me, Mr. Calloway, no. So that having been said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, then I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, obviously there is a uniqueness, and I can't make it clear, but I think it's the lot that either that or the builder built this house out of square. But certainly uniqueness in the situation. And a minimum request as well. Obviously, we've heard testimony that it wasn't created by the applicant, and now has become necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and further use of the property. And since we didn't hear testimony that it has altered the central character, we can feel pretty well assured that it won't. And I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,289.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,289. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,289 is approved.
For the applicant, Mr. Chairman, for the applicant, in fairness to the county, sometimes it's pretty hard to pull a tape, you know, to get it right on there. But when you have a survey and all that equipment, you can. So in fairness to them, they did issue the CO for you, though. Okay.